was so special about it.
2 hours?
All of them are catch freeze.
Well, they were going to check this because, I presented it in a way that they're going to persuade us too. We got this, all ranked in San Francisco, but you got to do something, roll back the prices or something. And they were both speaking as politicians. George Shea said that he talked to a number of the Democrats that voted for this other case, never had their second thoughts. Which of course was, sort of took a little air on the balloon with regard to what I told George and the boys this morning. I met with George and got off and signed afterwards. And they were kind of, they didn't ask me to deal. I said, well, you present the whole thing to me tomorrow and I'll see this whole package. The point is, though George, we just got to do something that is dramatic. And I don't know why.
I never trust me. He'll jump you wherever you do.
Absolutely. But in terms of doing something dramatic, you got to have the freeze out. Do you agree? You have no doubts?
No, I haven't.
And if you're going to do it, why not 60 rather than
30? I believe in doing it to 60, and I believe in a little threat there that if labor gets out of hand, it's going to get the same thing. But you do it in a constructive language.
And then, constitute what the follow-on in a way that zeroes in prior. And this is the one thing that I don't know whether they got. I know they all talk about the industrial prices and the huge bureaucracy. Concentrate on the food price problem. Concentrate on the food price problem. Doggone it, we've got to concentrate on that problem. That is the heart of it. And the industrial prices will fool around here and there. But it was a good meeting. It was good for me to participate. I took it for 2 hours.
Well, I think that these men, just don't find it hard to be irresponsible after you've talked to them. It really pays off to do that.
Oh, it's
a pain in the ass.
No, it isn't a pain in the ass. Yeah, I've done many things. I'm delighted to do things, you know, like this. Anything will help. That's what my time is for.
Well, it was a long, brutal session. Yeah, I had a long talk with Bryce. He just left. I had a long talk with Richardson's man. Who I know well enough to
Cook or Johnny
Hartmore. Yeah, he's got the message. If there's any more trouble, it'll surprise me.
Well, does he understand that it's just a little embarrassing for us to pick up the paper and read some talk on the Hartmore? And Richardson said he's got a suggestion to me in the present. I'm not going to have that.
No. Well, I told him
he didn't. More understand that.
He understands. On the IT&T thing, he said that Elliot just made a hell of a mistake. On his press conference, he just didn't follow up properly and do it. And if they.
Why don't we go ahead and rehash that darkness over again? It was already 10 years. They've been around the track of the doggone thing. Eat a beard and all that nonsense. Why go around the track on that thing again?
Yeah, apparently Eastman's been around the track.
So he's supposed to, what he should do is to go talk to Eastland and set the bourbon on the, or scotch, see if it's legal. Well, anyway.
Well, I said, for God's sake, it's the last time I won't be surprised. I said, we can't do this. I said, Elliot, although I've been to the president, Elliot's taking an initiative. That's a vital importance to us. I said, how do we know? Our press secretary didn't even have him. The question is gone. I said, it's just not going to happen anymore. And I also laid out the relationships, but, you know, they were all set to have no dealings with anybody in the White House. There'd be no more dealings, except they come from you directly to Elliot Richardson. And I said, that's horseshit.
Never mind, I couldn't talk to him.
Well, that's taken care of.
You're going to talk to him, is that right? Absolutely, I think you're the one rather than Mel. Let's keep this one out of Mel's shop.
Because this involves the counsel's office. domestic side of the house, and we'll take care of that.
That's good.
Now, on Bryce's case, he's been out of Procter & Gamble. They gave him an okay. And he said it won't even be necessary for you to ask, but it would be great if you could tomorrow call him and thank him.
Sure.
Just to say thank you.
Tomorrow or today?
No, tomorrow.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Now, the other thing is he came in and he said, now I think the same urgency that was involved in my grief is
contrary. That's right.
It's different now with Mel's contract. And I said, that's not so.
I know, we know it isn't, but nevertheless, we can always use another great player. That's the point. It's like having Sonny Jurgensen, the other phone, right?
I think he is. In fact, I said, from my perspective, I don't know the president, so I think it's even more important now that Mel's on board. They should be here.
Mel's on terms. Also, take the vice president. We can give that to him as one assignment for Graham. I want to get that one out of your ear.
I told him George Bush. He's got to keep Bush. I said, that's right. Only that you can see Bush as much as Bush will feel.
That's right.
You should, but someone that does see the president's connected.
Basically, Bryce will be the political man in the White House.
That's why I told him we won't use that term, but that's, we put all the political appendages under Bryce. That's the for the operation with communicators, the minority group guy, the special issue guy. All he wants to do is be asked one more time and to be sure that you feel what you want. And I don't give him.
Should I be much to ask him, like today or tomorrow?
I think maybe if we could do it either tomorrow or Thursday. I don't know. It doesn't have to be before you.
Well. I'll call Procter & Gamble and thank them, and then call Bryce and say that I talked to him, and I'm just glad he's coming aboard when I can be announced. Can't be announced, sir.
Well, now, let me ask him. I think the best time would be Saturday. And he wouldn't have to be here, but we could have the announcement maybe we would get the weekend. Saturday and Sunday. Because there would be no other day this week that you'd want to do it, because tomorrow you're on Vietnam, Wednesday you're on
Vietnam. Hope to have Vietnam tomorrow. We hope to have the conference.
Then Thursday we hope to have the energy ready. I talked to Payne. I think he's coming. You'll call and confirm tonight. Sure, thanks for coming. If you add Bryce now, you've got a team that. You had pain, it was very highly thought of for the energy problem. I mean, I think you do the right thing on the economy.
I don't know. I don't know that it's right, but gosh, they'll all say it was opportunistic in the rest of the folks.
There's no way that you could go another round or two of bad statistics having done nothing.
And there's no way that you can sell the present program that George is selling. George and Herb cannot sell it. If we had Connelly here, he probably could have talked it through the present program. We don't have Connelly, so I think we go.
That's the other thing. You've got a platform. And I really believe in the light of Watergate that exercise of presidential power is quite important. And I don't mean it in terms of damage from Watergate or anything.
Oh, but we know what the Watergate stuff is. Well, it's perhaps lost us a little bit, but it certainly deepens old friendships. It's really something to help people like these guys so much. Stick in there, we're all for you, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, it's rather interesting. It's your business. You know, they sympathize.
We got a call from President McCain down at Kansas State University, and Alf Landon asked him to call me to tell you that Kansas is 100% behind you. The offer is had president out there. You see, he's in the university, you know.
Yeah.
Miracle Grain Program trade. And anything else? Got a letter from the to you, which I'll send to him, that talks about meeting with a group in Florida. And they're great support for you.
Thanks. Oh, we have some support. Just gotta go through this thing. Boy, was ours, you know, in business life, they got his injuries, every one of the new summaries. See what Noah's might have gone, but golly, Moses, I sort of hate to see somebody pawing through my, you know, I put things on those new summaries.
Well, the only right for the rush up in there. The only reason for that, sir, is that, that's one of the things Dean allegedly had. There's nothing damaging. Nothing.
Was he finished it?
It's only selected through.
I don't, nothing later, but no. Last year I was thinking maybe I may have said something about Peterson or doing something screwy or
sure, I don't know
what the hell I was going to do about it.
I went over this before I left the RC. There is nothing. You know, there's a couple of political things like getting the line out on this, and he's right. When somebody said the right thing in the newspaper, he said, there's nothing. You could be the least bit embarrassed by nothing. And I wouldn't let him have seen him. I did it for. I went through my.
You understand, Al, whatever his pressures are and so forth, I don't want him going through my other files. I just can't have it. I cannot break that down because.
That's essential.
There's got to be some confidence around this place, you know.
He knows that. I told him that I wouldn't consider being able to do it, that there's no way that anybody can do it, and it's just going to be held as a sacred trust, and that's it. And I said it never should be raised again. So they're not thinking in terms of breaking the line on that. If they are, it's seemingly impossible to convince them.
Where are you going tonight?
No question.
How about another boat ride? Would you like
to? Oh, I don't know. I have
Oh, good.
I have
No. I really think I was going to go anyway. We've been freaking out enough. Bryce will be good.
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I have Al Sapp coming for dinner. I postponed it twice.
Great.
He's writing all some good stuff, and I like to keep it that way.
Well, the whole Dean business is just insistence because, frankly, we didn't know what he's got. He's putting up virtually everything he knew, I mean, about files and so forth. He's doing a terribly disruptive thing. It's unbelievably how that man could walk the streets after this. He could never get a client again. Never.
Oh, no, he should. But he's now fighting. Out of jail, that's what he's doing.
Yep.
And he still hadn't broken it, he still hadn't gotten what he's looking for.
Not sure. I'll get it. If he gets it, he gets it. He has to tell the truth. Or he gets perjured. I don't know if they'll give it to him. Who knows?
Pretty late in the game for them to give it to him now. I wouldn't be shocked by it if they did. Hell, we've expected that.
Sure.
And we can weather that.
Be hard. Because you'll get up there and it'll be 3 more days of birds and cheese. Then he say that. Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have notes to prove, Mr. Chairman.
Feeling he's going to be the biggest fizzle that we've seen. I think he'll be a fizzle.
Well, fizzle or not, we're best. We just got to keep fighting the good fight, though, that's all.
We're doing it.
If that's, that's what the country is.
I haven't talked to anybody in the last week that hasn't been. You know, the first first week here. My God, all I heard was calling me this, calling me that. Oh, my God. It's kind of a bit considering that.
It'll rev up again.
It'll rev up a little bit. Maybe the same.
You don't think so, Bruce? You want the shocking revelations come out. He's been charging with the president. President told him to pay off Mr. Bittman. Told him to raise $1 million.
It's worth it. It's worth it. At least two, probably three of them.
Let's check to see what they're saying.